as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we. So are we, as he is in this world, so are we.
So are we,
as he is in this world, so are we.
So are we,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on the rocks of stones they won't breach. Say love. Y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace. He is the Son of Man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray. It's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith.
We don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What is going on, peeps? What's going on, y'all? It's me, Anthony, back at it again with another word from God on the DBP. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for joining us. And man, if y'all in Colorado, ooh, it's cold out here, boy. Woo wee. So stay warm. You gotta stay inside, stay inside. I know people probably would say the same thing to me, but we can't let stuff get in the way of the word of God. We gotta keep pressing forward, pressing on. So here we go. Today we're gonna talk about wisdom. Today we're gonna talk about wisdom and compare that to knowledge and just basically just wisdom in and of itself. Let me get up here for a minute and get to where I can read these Bible verses. It's gonna be interesting. Here we go. I got it up here. Alright. So, hello there, Miss Connie. It is so cold out here. Mom, you're gonna miss it. You're gonna miss it. By days. Anyway, Proverbs 1, 30 through 33. It says, they rejected my advice and paid no attention to when I corrected them. Therefore, when they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own ways, choking on their own schemes, for simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Good. we were joking about that, Ma. So in the context of this, it's talking about wisdom. What is the saying? It's wisdom is saying, if you listen to me, that's how he wrote it. And let's also be real, this is God saying, if you listen to me. There's one part about it that I want to hit on, and it says when they must eat of their own bitter fruit. Therefore, they must eat the fruit of the living their own way. Therefore, they must eat the fruit of living their own way. What does that mean? Let's put it in a context that is outside of Let's do what we do good at. Let's do what we tend to do best. Let's give you a metaphor. Living the fruit of living your own way. Praise God, Rod. Praise God. So, living the fruit of eating the fruit of living their own way. If I come to you and I tell you, whoever you are, or let's flip it. If you come and tell me, whoever you are, so it doesn't seem like I'm being condescending or picking at anybody. If you come to me and you tell me, man, I went to said place. When I went to this place, I was inside of there. I was trying to do whoop-de-woo, wham-wham, you know, if we're going to call it for goods and services, let's say that. And I, you know, and when I was in there, the people who were in this entity were extremely rude. They were not knowledgeable, and they were actually kind of spiteful, and my experience was terrible. Yes, enjoy that. That's twice now. So yes, if I say so if I go to whatever place that is, or somebody's home or whatever, I'm not trying to put places on blast because I don't want people to say Anthony's endorsing or not endorsing this place. So let's just keep it at this place. So whatever this place is, I tell you, you tell me, you go there, you have a terrible experience. In fact, you came scarred for whatever reason. You tell me this, and you have proof. It's not just you being drama. It's not just you saying blah blah blah, I hate this place, they suck. There's proof behind everything that you tell me. If I go to that place right after you tell me that and have the same experience that you had, that's me eating the fruit of living my own way. That's me having full knowledge that what I was getting myself into was not going to be a good situation at all, because I had you, whoever you are, who I trust your judgment. Let me add that in there. Someone whose judgment I trust, not just some random person talking. But so anyway, if I have you telling me all of this and I go to the very same place and I have the very same experience, I'm eating the fruit of living my own choices. And that is not wise. Because wisdom would have heard what you said when you told me, hey, when I went there, all of this went down. All of this went down. You shouldn't be there. You shouldn't do that. I'm just trying to save you. Pride kicks in and I'm like, oh, just because it happened to you don't mean it happened to me. Famous last words of a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons, right? Oh, just because it happened to you don't mean it's going to happen to me. And so I go. And not only do I have, let's kick it up a notch. Not only do I have the same experience with you, but mine is even worse. So not only do I have the same bad situation you have, I have an even worse situation. I got to eat that fruit. I got to live with the consequences. That's what this is saying. I got to live with the consequences of living my own way. Now, I know we are in a place and time where everybody is talking about self this, self that, and some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. But I mean, in a form of self-care, I agree with that. You got to take care of yourself in order to take care of others. And when people are talking to you from a place of love, trying to direct you from a path that you are going down, even if you believe that this is going to be the best thing for you, if people who have experienced what you were trying, the path you were trying to go down, are warning you, in some cases begging and pleading you not to go that route because it's going to, they've done it and it didn't end well, pride will get in the way. People will do foolish stuff and get caught up and then be mad at everybody but themselves for the choice that they made. I am not saying that you shouldn't live in free will. I am not saying that you shouldn't operate from making your own decisions. I'm not. But even in the Bible, and I think it's in Proverbs, it says to the godly, I'm messing it up, wise counsel. The godly go out to seek out wise counsel. Why is that? Well, think about what we're talking about. If in the case of what we're talking about, when you told me to not go to this place because of all the stuff you went through, if I had took heed to what you said and didn't go to this place, I would not be struggling with, I would not be struggling with the pain and suffering that I'm currently going through because of the choice I made. Now, yes, I got to exercise my own free will. Yes, it was my decision. And yes, this is why the Bible says that the godly seek wise counsel. Why? Because we don't know everything. There's the thing, there's the piece that people gotta hear. We don't know everything. We haven't experienced everything. And if somebody's experiencing something that, if somebody has an experience that you don't have, it behooves you to at least entertain the thought of what they are saying. You don't necessarily have to do everything everybody tells you. That's not the point. The point is, you gotta have wisdom and discernment when people are telling you things. Now, again, this goes to people, this goes back to what I said, it's people who you trust and know got your back, because that's why, that's where the wise counsel piece comes into it. Seek out wise counsel, because you don't just listen to any old body, because not everybody has your best interest at heart. And let's be real, some of the people that you think are really, really in your corner are not in your corner. So that's where the discernment piece comes into play. So this is where, this is where we take a differentiating wisdom from knowledge. Because knowledge tells me that this person, because they are blood related, or because they are my best friend, or because they are, you know, whatever. Knowledge tells me that this person will have my back and will not mislead me. Wisdom will help me be like, wait, don't listen to that. Even if the person that I am saying that doesn't have your best interests at heart is someone in your family or your friend, and it's an instance where they are misleading you, that does not mean that they hate you. That does not mean that they are trying to do anything. They could just have false information themselves. So let me stress that point. They could have false information themselves, and they are giving you false information because they have false information, and based off of that, what they are telling you is going to mislead you. So there's that. And the world's full of people who are hateful. So there's that as well. So let's not leave that out of the equation. I don't want to sit here and say that it's because, you know, just because people, you know, the people closer to you, that, you know, they mislead you, is because they didn't know. Sometimes they knew full well what they were doing. The point is, whether it be intentional or not, if you just have knowledge, you're going to listen to what this person says. If you have wisdom, you're going to process what this person says and try to make up your own decision based off of that. Here's the difference between wisdom and knowledge. So part of what I was saying at the beginning without context was talking from a place of knowledge. I have knowledge that I'm giving you. The knowledge that I'm giving you tells you not to do this. Knowledge is good to have. Knowledge is good to have. Too much knowledge, the Bible talks about that. I won't get into that right now. Essentially, knowledge is a good thing to have, and people who have all the knowledge in the world seem to, too much knowledge. Too much knowledge puffs up your head. Too much wisdom does not puff up your head, because too much wisdom too much wisdom, which I don't believe there's such thing as, all the wisdom in the world will get you to stop and think about different things you are doing, you are saying, what you're taking in, where you're at, who you're talking to, what the person you're talking to, what the context they have, all of these different things. You're processing that. That's what wisdom does. Knowledge is just like, oh, okay, I hear this and I hear this and I hear that, and now I'm just regurgitating what other people say, even if it's not right. That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. One of the differences between knowledge and wisdom. And the knowledge could be very factual, but let's be honest, when it comes to knowledge and facts, perception are two, how people perceive facts are different. So you have to take that into the equation when we are talking about whom you are talking to and whom you are listening to. Perception is huge, because there could be a fact that is stated and two different people have two completely different perspectives on it. Case in point, when I grew up, Pluto was a planet. There was no dispute it, there was no nothing. Pluto was a planet. There's an age where they said, ah, nope, Pluto's not a planet. So when you say Pluto is in space, my perspective is going to be different from someone who came, who was raised up in school, then they were telling them that Pluto wasn't a planet. Pluto is in space. This is a fact. Whether it's a planet is based off of what you believe. And that goes again with knowledge. Knowledge, they said when they had knowledge, Pluto is a planet. Now knowledge is saying Pluto isn't. And they might say the difference. Again, the point is that it's about perspective. That is just an example of perspective. My perspective on a fact is going to be different from your perspective on a fact. So, this is why we want to operate in wisdom as opposed to knowledge. Because again, knowledge will tell you something that could very well be factual, and there could be context in that fact that was left out, because people do that all the time. All the time. And it's not just the people that you point the fingers to that do it. Let's just say that. I know plenty of people who say, oh, they always lying. Oh, they always misleading people. They always doing something. And it's always them. That's not wisdom. That's not wisdom to say that. It's always them. Because it ain't always them. Sometimes it's y'all or you. So making states like that is an unwise statement. Another, to me, people might get mad at this. Another unwise statement to make is these permanent words we use, like always, never, ever. These are not wise statements to make. You don't ever do this. It's not a wise statement to make, because it's not, not only is it not factual, it also implies the opposite. So even if I do something and someone says to me, you never do it, because I didn't do it one time, it shows a lack of gratitude for when I have done whatever it is, or to say you always do this or whatever. So I believe using these words, these statements these statements that speak uncertainty in this regard, using words forever, never, always, we need to back off of these words, because that's not wisdom. It's not wisdom to say that. You will always going to do this. That's not true. You're not. Something will change you from doing whatever this is that someone says you're always doing. Even if it's a mistake that you made, that you didn't do it, you still are not always going to do it. So anyway, I don't want to beat that down. Just hear what I'm saying. Wisdom. Wisdom does not make statements like that. Knowledge makes statements like that. Because knowledge says, I've seen you out of 10 times, I've seen you do this 9 times. So then knowledge says that you're always going to do it. But 1 out of 10 is not always. 1 out of 10 is not always. Most of the time, yes. Most of the time, if you say, most of the time I see you, you're doing this, that's a different statement entirely than saying you are always doing this. Again, 1 out of 10 times, or let's change the number now. 2 out of 10 times, if you come around and I'm not doing something, and 2 out of 10 times you see me, I'm doing it, and you say you never do this, again, it's not a true statement. It's not a true statement. Because 2 of the times I was doing it. So if you say, most of the time I see you, you ain't doing this, then that is a different statement to be made. And wisdom will get you to know the difference between these. We, as a society, get so caught up in being all these facts and knowledge and all of this, and we get so puffed up about it, and in our head, knowledge puffs up the head. I said that. It gets you all, and that's in the Bible. Knowledge gets you all about yourself. I know this, I know that, I know. We get so caught on these that we don't take the time to seek wisdom in these facts that we see. Seek wisdom in these, and this knowledge that we've gained. Because, as I've been saying, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge, I can be fooled. Wisdom, you're not going to fool me. And I do believe wisdom comes with age to some extent. That's not to say that everybody who was older has wisdom. I just leave it there. There are people whose age should say they know better. They should be doing differently than what they are doing. So I am not saying just because you are older, you have wisdom. I am saying that I do believe wisdom comes with age, because wisdom comes with experience. And the wise, thank you, God, the wise go through experiences and make adjustments according to the experiences they went through. That's what the wise do. That doesn't say that just because someone has wisdom that they don't experience struggles. They don't experience hardships. They don't experience pain. That's not it. What they do is they learn from that. Oh man, when I went through this, that sucked. This is how this felt. I am not going to do that again. That's wisdom. That's gained through experience. Knowledge would say something along the lines of, just because it happened that once don't mean it'll happen again. Just because it happened twice don't mean it'll happen again. And I'm not downplaying knowledge. I'm just saying that people who rely solely on knowledge are led to be fooled. That's the point I'm trying to get across. Wisdom changes that. Even if I was foolish several times, and I did the same thing, and that last time I got it and I changed, that is wisdom. Then, whoa, it clicked. For whatever reason it didn't click before, now it clicked. Okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I see what happened. That happened to me X amount of times, and every time I did that, this exact thing happened to me. So I'm not going to do that anymore. Wisdom through experience. This is why a lot of people say, and I just said I believe to some extent, that wisdom comes with age because of the amount of experience. That doesn't mean that young people don't go through experiences and it cannot be wise. I know some cats that are in their 20s. I know some cats that are in their teens that are wise beyond their years because of the things they've been through. And or, here's the big one, because of what they've seen people around them go through. And they've learned from that. That is straight up wisdom right there. It's so much wiser to not have to go through it, to see other people doing it and be like, nope, not doing that. I'm doing this. That is straight up wisdom. And you don't have to be 90 to do that. You can be 10 and do that. I am the youngest sibling. I've seen my older siblings do things, and I've seen what happened. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. Not saying that they are unwise. They made mistakes. I've done plenty. I learned from their mistakes. That's wisdom. Learning from other people's mistakes is wisdom. That's another piece of wisdom. And it costs you nothing but pride. That's all it costs is pride, which is a hard thing to pay, because we value pride more than we value money. We've talked about that on the show before. We value pride more than we value money. What's the proof of that? I've said it before. You can do people dirty money and they'll be like, it's only money. You can hurt somebody's pride and they won't talk to you for the rest of your life. So pride is a doozy for us. Not just y'all, for us. So I understand that. Learning from other people's mistakes costs you pride. Costs you pride. Isn't it so much better to have your pride checked than to physically go through some pain? Amen. Me too, Miss Connie. Isn't it better to have your ego checked than to go through emotional pain? Isn't it better to go through some the pride being checked than to go through monetary pain? Because this is the type of stuff that happens when we don't pay attention to what's going on around us and we're not seeking out wisdom. And that's what these three Bible verses I read to you were about. It was about seeking wisdom. So if I'm sitting here telling you something and you're not listening to me and you do the same thing, I'm the opposite of what I tell you, that's unwise. If you watch me do something foolish and you do the exact same thing, that is unwise. I'm a fool for doing it. You are double the fool for doing it because you saw the results of when I did it. That's insanity. Just like doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results is insanity. So, I know there's a vast majority of people. Maybe not a vast majority. Maybe there is. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people. How about that? There's a lot of people who are all about seeking knowledge. Good for you. Let's up it one and seek wisdom. Let's up it one and have discernment, wisdom and discernment, so that you're not taken advantage of by every person that you come in contact with. Because, I mean, call it what it is. If you are not wise and people see that, if you are foolish, people see that, they will take advantage of you. There's a saying, and I've been saving the saying. I heard this a while back, and I wrote it down, and I've been holding it for the right show, and this is the right one. There's a saying. It says, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Hear that again. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Why? Because if you're going to be, we can change it from dumb. We can change it if you're going to be foolish. You got to be tough, because some people might get offended by saying if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. So if dumb offends you, then attach foolish into there. And if that offends you, then maybe you're doing something foolish and I can't help you. I don't know. Either way, hear me. if you're going to be foolish, you got to be tough. Why? Because foolishness goes through, takes the hard road for everything. Even when people are showing you the easier way, foolishness takes the hard way. Foolishness doesn't take advice. Foolishness doesn't pay attention to other people's experience. Foolishness doesn't process. Foolishness just does. Right? And if you're going to be foolish and you're going to take the, you're going to do everything the hard way, you're going to have to be tough because you're going to go through some things. And some of that stuff was not meant for you to go through. That's why the Bible tells us to seek wise counsel. Because that wise counsel God put there to stop you from going through some of the stuff that you are about to go through. That's why in 1 Corinthians, 10:13 or 10:31, it says that God will not tempt to give you more than you can handle. And when temptation is coming, he will give you an out. That is the same thing as saying that seeking wise counsel, that is giving you that out. That is giving you that out. Temptation is coming. I'm going to give you this out. So if, again, if you're walking up to a door and I stand in front of you, I'm like, hey, I wouldn't go in there. For whatever reason, make up your own reason why I would say that. But if I, and in this case, if I step in, I say, I wouldn't go in there. I was in there and man, it's horrible in there. Don't go in there. Right? That's me trying to stop you from experiencing something. If you go off and go in there and you go through hell, let's call it that, you're going to have to be tough because you were foolish. You didn't listen to wisdom. And I'm not saying I am wisdom. In this case, God used me to be wisdom in this example. And so, again, reversing it, if I go to the door and you are telling me not to go through there because I'm going to go through it and I go in there, wisdom was you telling me not to do that. And if I go through that, then I got to be tough. Going back to the Bible verse where it says you got to eat the fruit of your own decisions. You got to live with the consequences of your own choices is what that's saying. All of this is connected. All of this is connected. The Bible is connected, y'all. Old Testament, New Testament. This stuff is connected. These are concepts all over the place, and God is repeating himself. Why? Because we need to hear that. Because he's giving us out. Don't do this. Okay. Don't do this. Okay. Don't do this. Okay. Don't do this. Okay. Don't do this. Finally, you got it. I've been telling you not to do this, but you got it. Good. Let's move forward. Wisdom processes. Foolishness doesn't take the time to process. Foolishness knows everything. So I thought this was going to be a message with talking about wisdom versus knowledge, but it turned out being wisdom versus foolishness. Because foolishness believes that it knows everything. Wisdom knows that it doesn't know everything and will lean on your experience to not go through something. Marinate on that. I pray that y'all have a blessed day. If you here in Colorado, my goodness, it's cold. It says -6 in my truck, which means with the wind chill, it's something stupid like -20 or -25 or something. Be safe. Be warm. I won't see y'all before Christmas. So Merry Christmas. Whatever it is that you are doing with your family, your friends, or if you're just kicking it by yourself, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time. I know there's a lot of people out here, and I gotta be mindful of what I'm about to say because it could start a whole other conversation. I know there are people out here, Christians, who are getting on us for celebrating Christmas. I know they are. And you know what? I'm not calling these people evil. So hear me for what I'm saying. The enemy is using them to mess with you because all the stuff about Christmas and pagan holidays and all of this, if we could get out of knowledge in the context of what we're talking about. Knowledge says that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. We know that. Wisdom says, doesn't matter what time of year we celebrate him. We could have done it in, we could have done it July 25th. We could have done it March 25th. The point is, time is being taken out to process and appreciate and acknowledge that Jesus went on the cross, that Jesus was born so that he could die for our sins. That's what we're celebrating. That's why we're saying Christmas, Christ more. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. It doesn't get past the day, get past the time of year, get past the trees, get past the presents, get past all of that. Because that's what's tripping people up. Get past all of that. Jesus, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. People should not be feel condemned for celebrating the birth of Jesus. So Christians, if you don't want to celebrate it, then don't. Quit talking about people who do. Do you? Let them do them. That's my little spill on that. I mean, I've been seeing it all over the place. And I've got sucked into reading things. I've got sucked into paying attention to stuff. And I know I shouldn't get sucked into that. And there you go, Heather. Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's it. That's why we're celebrating Christ more. Because of when he was born, we are acknowledging that. So acknowledge that. And don't just acknowledge it on December 25th. Acknowledge it on the 26th and the 27th and the 28th. And May 29th and June 30th and July 31st and so on and so forth. You get the message. Celebrate the birth of him. This is a time that was put out there, and we should be happy because people are talking about Jesus. People that don't even believe in him are talking about him right now. People that don't even believe in him are living by the values that he talked about, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, all of this stuff. People are living that out right now. So we should be happy that people are doing that, right? Instead of getting mad, like, oh, I can't believe you're celebrating that. If people are acting according to what Jesus taught us for this time of year, great. Great. So let's focus on that. Let's quit fighting about silly stuff. Not silly stuff that we fight about. That's a whole other message for a whole other show, and I gotta stop on that. I love y'all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe. Enjoy your time with your loved ones. Come back and check us next week. Look forward to talking to you. Peace.